This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, manic Monday afternoon. It's hot. I guess there are a few showers around. I'm not seeing much outside of our studio window, but it doesn't mean you might not be in a shower right now. Be sure and be careful. Man, that shower that I took when I got home after putting all that sunblock on my white body, because I was wearing a spaghetti strap dress for the Red Dress Run, and I had a lot of skin exposed, so I was wearing a lot of sunblock. And I mean, the stuff worked. I mean, I'm not burned, and I'm pretty white. So if you use the sunblock, it will protect you. But man, when I got home, I took a shower. That was one of the best showers I've ever had. Being out there in that hot, humid weather with all that sticky sunblock on, man, I just couldn't wait to get home and wash all of that off. I thought I looked quite nice in the dress. I'll read some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page coming up here in just a minute. I also posted it on Scoot on the Air Substack, and you can join us. I hope you become a subscriber or just go to Substack. It's a whole different audience, kind of a different mentality there, and I really am enjoying it. Just download the Substack app and type in Scoot on the Air and become a subscriber. We'd love to have you. We'll get to more of your calls and more of your text here in just a moment. Look, you've heard that the tropics are active right now, and we're in the teeth of hurricane season, and everybody worries about losing power. Now, I want to remind you that you can lose power even if there's just a big thunderstorm. The amount of time that we lose power is just ridiculous, and you lose power in the wintertime, too. So if you win this generator from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, you're going to have something that's going to be with you all year, every year. We're giving away a portable generator. It's the Generac GP6500 portable generator, top value at about $1,000. And you can win one. You can register every day, and you can start right now by going to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, for your chance to win. Backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on. And WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. And people do win. So you got a chance to win. Go to WWL.com/contest with an S. All right, let's go to Stephen in Denham Springs. Stephen, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Good to hear from you.
I appreciate
you having
me
on.
Sure.
Hey, he's brought back some memories there. You were playing Elected by Alice Cooper. I saw him early 80s in the warehouse. Really great show in
wow.
That small venue.
Yeah.
But I just want to say about him, you know, he is in his 70s right now, and he just came out with a new album with his old group. Alice Cooper was a group before it was this Alice Cooper by himself. They all are back together except for the one guitar player who's not around anymore. And they have come out with an album that is fantastic. It's number one in 16 different countries right now.
That's
77
cool.
years old, he's putting out great music.
That's amazing.
I just wanted
That's cool.
to bring that up.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah. It's amazing. You know, the musicians that quit doing drugs and quit drinking, I mean, they live on. You know, you think Mick Jagger and the Stones are still doing coke like they were? I don't even think they're doing coke because, I mean, you know, at an older age, the damage that puts on your heart is just, I mean, it's not even worth it. Plus the fentanyl that's out there now. I mean, we were so lucky back in the 80s because, man, we had the pure stuff. You know, you'd have to worry about all that fentanyl stuff. But it was still bad. It was a horrible thing. And I you know, just got to the point where I decided, you know, I can't do this anymore. So I quit. But yeah, that was a few times. So I mean, there was a time when I was doing a little coke back in the 80s. Hey, you know, somebody earlier talked about Bobby Brown and being married to Tommy Lee, or being with Tommy Lee, Tommy Lee's girlfriend. She was also involved in the band Warrant. And Jenny Lane died on this day. We talked about that. He was the lead singer of Warrant. They had a couple of big hits. The biggest hit, I think, was the power ballad Heaven, which we played earlier. But he, this person was talking about how Bobby Brown is now born again. You know, it's real easy to be born again, you know, when you've done everything. You know, you've been with Tommy Lee, or you've been with, like, you know, really hot women, and you know, you've done it all. Man, you've done all the hot beauties, and you've been drinking, and you've been drugging, and you've done all this stuff in life. You know, it's real easy to, you know, go, well, you know, I'm going to be born again. You know, what about the people who haven't gotten all that stuff done yet? You know, it seems like a lot of people who are born again are conveniently born again because, well, they did all that stuff. Maybe in some ways they think they can't top it anymore. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's for all the right reasons. But I do find it that a lot of people who are born again, they had really wild lives and did everything. And now it's like, okay, well, I can give all of that up, and now I'm going to give myself to the Lord, which, by the way, is a good thing. And I direct you to the video that I posted on Scoot on the Air Substack with the Jesus. It's also on Scoot on the Air Facebook with the Jesus freak in the street. And the guy was kind of confusing to me. I mean, a lot of our conversation was ambiguous, and he just didn't seem to have everything totally together. You can check it out. But at the end of it, I say, God bless. And he goes, thank you, ma'am. Like the guy, the whole time the guy's talking to me, he didn't know I was a man, or because I'm wearing a dress, it's a sin. And then I posted just a report from the Red Dress Run that right now is over 22,600 views and over 469 comments. I can't get to all of the comments, but here are a few. Craig says, "Well, as we used to say, flat as a board." Yeah, that's true. Susan says, "He has more than I do, LOL. That's funny. I love humor on this. Let's see. Larry says, finally a venue you can fit in. Ha ha. Debbie says, it's a big bar crawl. Yeah, it's kind of that. Christian says, whoa, I thought it was my grandmother. I get a lot of that. Apparently, I look like a lot of people's grandmothers. Which, you know, I'm not going to be offended by that. You know, maybe you've got some sexy grandmothers. Kathy says, Scoot, ooh la la, such fun times. Yes, the Red Dress Run was fun. And wearing a dress doesn't make you gay. It's just the Red Dress Run is just a stupid, fun thing that people do. It's all about being silly and looking silly. And for many people, it's really just about raising money for a charity. Here's a text from Joel. I'm not a text, but a comment on Facebook from Joel. It says, when I said, does it make you gay? Does wearing a dress make you gay? No, but every man in this video was definitely, and then it's the rainbow. You know, I don't see that. Daniel says, Scoot, I went last year. It was awesome. Shame I missed it this year, but no people have to get out this stigma. If you wear a dress, you're gay. Remember the tribute to Buddy D and Bobby led with wearing a dress when the Saints won the Super Bowl. Yeah, we talked about that Friday on the show. There are so many incidents of straight men wearing dresses that it's just stupid to even suggest that if you wear a dress, you're gay. But there are people who are stuck into that kind of mentality. Yeah, you wear a dress, man, you must be gay. Or there are people who are looking for reasons to, you know, assume that I'm gay. But, you know, much to their disappointment, I'm not. All right, very quickly, let me just kind of talk a little bit about this the distraction that President Trump has come up with to make the District of Columbia safe and beautiful. He says this is in the face of an ever-increasing violent crime rate in D.C. And President Trump said that D.C. has become, quote, one of the most dangerous cities anywhere in the world. Now, the idea of taking a city ravaged by crime and transforming it into a beautiful, safe city sounds quite noble. But the reality is that Washington, D.C., like many U.S. cities, with crime rates, the crime rates have been decreasing. Here's the problem with this whole thing from President Trump right now. D.C. is not one of the most dangerous cities in the world. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. And President Trump is wrong, and he's misleading Americans. Misleading Americans who refuse to see the truth. D.C.'s not one of the most dangerous cities in the world. On Word Atlas, the list of the top 100 most dangerous cities in the world, Washington, D.C. ranks 69th. And facts show that many U.S. cities have crime rates much higher than D.C. Now, D.C., like many other cities, including New Orleans, are seeing crime rates that are going down. The alarm that President Trump sounded today appears to be a false alarm that, you know, might be nothing more than a distraction from the demands to release the Epstein files or the tariff plan that has sort of failed and other things plaguing the administration. But if you look at the facts, which is something that is often rejected by the MAGA movement and President Trump himself, the crime rate, even in violent crime areas of Washington, D.C., is down. In fact, last year's crime rate in D.C., last year's crime rate hit a 30-year low. And that coincides with the decreasing crime rate across America, including here in New Orleans. In Washington, D.C., the homicide rate is down 12%. Robberies are down 28%. Assaults with weapons are down 20%. Carjackings are down 37%. This is from data from the Metropolitan Police in D.C. The numbers also support the actual decrease in crime rate in Washington, D.C., and they're available everywhere. This newfound panic over the crime rate in the nation's capital can easily be exposed as a false and embarrassing effort to just distract the media. There's crime everywhere. Of course there's crime in D.C., but it's actually decreasing. When crime was peaking in New Orleans, the idea of bringing in the National Guard was talked about, but using the U.S. military as a police force is dramatic, and it's not always easy to justify. You know, if there's a way for the National Guard to be used to help fight crime in American cities, well, then let's have a conversation about that. But the idea of bringing up the military to fight crime in a city where crime is going down, the Trump administration is acting like crime is spiraling out of control in D.C. when that's nothing but fake news. It is alarming to a lot of Americans who choose to believe the fake news only because of the source from which it comes. It's a problem when so many Americans who do not think for themselves are accepting any and everything President Trump and all those around him say. They accept part of what the conservative, they accept, if they're part of the conservative movement, they accept everything that the conservative movement says. I mean, please think for yourself. And it's obvious that our founding fathers did not perceive that Americans would become weak-minded puppets of a president or a movement. I believe our founding fathers created this government for this country with the understanding that Americans would think for themselves and not fall prey to false prophets and fake stories. No matter what is presented in the news from the Trump administration, crime in Washington, D.C. is decreasing, not increasing. So why is there this big alarm about this? I think it's a big distraction. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we've been talking about the Saints. And look, it was a boring game. It was the first preseason game. As I said earlier, I was a little surprised by the condemnation on my Facebook page when I just mentioned that I thought this was in the first half. I thought Spencer Rattler had a good game. I thought he looked good. He made some mistakes. I didn't say he looked great, but I thought he looked good. The Saints have no running game. But again, Alvin Kamara's not in there. All the starters are not in there. So this is nothing to use to judge the Saints by. It's the first preseason game under a new coach with new quarterbacks. And I just don't think we should be judging the Saints. If I have an optimistic attitude, I have an optimistic attitude. There might come a time when my optimistic attitude changes to pessimistic, But right now, I'm still optimistic about the Saints. I'm optimistic about the quarterbacks, and they can try to prove themselves. Tyler Shuck looked good as well, even though he threw an interception, which was a pick six. The Saints made a lot of mistakes, but that's what the NFL is for. Kellen Moore, after the game, said that he was happy to see players that made mistakes respond well after they made the mistakes. And it was kind of interesting, some of the criticism that I got for just being positive about the Saints. And, you know, we know that there are people who are going to be negative about the Saints no matter what, and that's okay. I mean, if you're a sports fan, you have a right to be negative about a team. But I'm going to be positive about the Saints at this point, and I still think there's reason to be positive. Two more preseason games, the Jacksonville Jags this weekend, the following weekend, the Denver Broncos with Sean Payton and their quarterback. Bo Nix. Yeah, that's his name, Bo Nix. Just drew a blank there. And earlier we were talking about Shedeur Sanders. There was a lot of negative talk about him during the draft, saying that he was cocky and doesn't have a good attitude, might be a disruption in the locker room. And I did say a while back, and again today, that he has the opportunity to prove all of his critics wrong. Now, if you are obnoxious, even if you play well, if you're still an SOB and you're still cocky, that's going to work against you. But he apparently had a really good game. I didn't see any of it, but I'm reading something about it. And apparently he had a really good game as his first start with the Cleveland Browns in their first preseason game. So, look, I'm looking forward to an exciting NFL season. The Saints are truly rebuilding, and this is something we haven't done in a very, very long time. This is the first new beginning of the Saints post-Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Because after Sean Payton and Drew Brees were gone, everything was kind of built on what they had done. This is the first big change. And it is change. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens as a result of this change. And everybody can get better. And let's just hope for the best. At least for now, I'm going to be optimistic. On this day in 1973, an epic movie hit movie theaters nationwide. It was set in 1962, and the entire movie spanned a 24-hour period in a small town in America. And it was American Graffiti. Love the movie. And that movie inspired the 1974 TV show Happy Days, which was set in the 1950s. But this hour, we're going to feature Album Hour, and we're going to do bumper music from the soundtrack of American Graffiti. And here was one of the songs. And by the way, this was a rare opportunity for a lot of people to see Wolfman Jack. And I'll tell you more about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on the air, and this is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WWL. It is Album Hour. American Graffiti was opening at theaters on this day in 1973 nationwide, and we're featuring bumper music from the soundtrack. One of the notable things about American Graffiti is it actually showed Wolfman Jack. Because Wolfman Jack was this DJ. For those of you who are, you know, younger ex-millennial Zoomers, Wolfman Jack was this mysterious DJ. And he was on nationally, and he said very controversial things. This was long before Howard Stern. He really didn't do anything as graphic as Howard Stern, or graphic as, well, I wasn't as graphic as Howard Stern, but I kind of took things to the limit early in my career before I'd heard of Howard Stern. But Wolfman Jack would say kind of naughty things and very suggestive things and be kind of crude. And adding to the mystery was the idea that he was broadcasting from Mexico. Or the other rumor was he's broadcasting from a ship 3 miles out of the United States. So he was 3 miles out in international waters, and the FCC couldn't do anything about him. This was the mystery that surrounded Wolfman Jack. And for a long time, he'd never been seen, and not many people had seen him, because part of the mystery was Wolfman Jack never did, like, visual personal appearances. Now, there was a time when he was the host of Midnight Special. So there was a time when people saw him. But in 1973, when American Graffiti came out, this was kind of early on for Wolfman Jack to be seen. And as you know, Wolfman Jack stole my cocaine backstage at the Stones concert. I've told that story many times. But yeah, he was really a famous DJ, and he was seen in that. He did a lot of the stuff as part of the movie, but he was also seen in the movie when, I guess it was Richard Dreyfuss's character went to him and said, you know, can you help me find this blonde and this T-Bird? And, you know, the Wolfman, he kind of had that voice kind of like that. Not the greatest impression, but that's kind of what he sounded like most of the time. Hey, you know, I saw a car yesterday at the corner of Bonneville and West Esplanade, and the car had a Back the Blue bumper sticker on it, and the car broke the law. The car turned left where there's no left turn at Bonneville and West Esplanade. And I'm just thinking, if you're going to promote Back the Blue, you should follow the law. All right, let's go to David in Mid-City. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, David.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I turned the volume down.
Okay.
Well, you were talking about the Saints and you were talking about crime. I can talk about either.
Okay, sure.
You know, thinking about crime and perceptions of crime, to me, this is just a kind of a knee-jerk reaction. It's him just trying to throw his weight around. I mean, if you really want to do something about crime, how about let's invest in education, you know?
Yeah, you know, the right did a really good job of making people panic over the idea of defund the police, because the main idea of defunding the police was not to take money away from the police departments. There were a few people who wanted to, but that was very, very few in numbers. People were starting out to talk about, if there's money that we can spend, instead of spending it in some areas of law enforcement, if we could spend that money to prevent people from becoming criminals in the first place, it's money well spent. But that got turned into defund the police, which was not widespread across America. There were a few cities that wanted to do it. There were a few political individuals who supported the idea of, you know, no police department or taking all the money away from police. But that was not what was generally talked about. So, I get your point.
That's a really good point. You know, it should be policing and crime prevention should be a toolbox and not just a hammer.
Yeah.
You know, there's many, many approaches and many ways, and it has to be a cooperation of a lot of different resources. And you have to have a universal view. You can't just say, oh, well, we're going to come in with the troops, and that'll solve the problem. Well, yeah, it'll solve it as long as you have the troops there. But what happens when you pull the troops out?
Well,
you haven't fixed any of the problems.
A tendency of Donald Trump is to do whatever seems like the harshest, most bulliest thing to do. And there are people who respond to this idea, yeah, man, let's bring in the military, man. We're going to teach those crooks a lesson. And that sounds really good, but the problem is D.C. right now is not doing what Trump says it's doing. It's actually experiencing a decrease in crime. Crime is down in all different areas, even violent crime. So I think he's using this as a big distraction. David, I appreciate the call. Let me share with you a couple of more comments from the SOTA Facebook page on the Jesus freak that I talked to in the street on Bourbon Street during the Red Dress Run. This guy totally dismissed the Old Testament, totally dismissed it. And Paul brings out an interesting comment. Aren't the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament? You know, you can be a born-again Christian, and you can, you know, be all into the Jesus Christ thing and all that. And, I mean, I'm into that, too. I'm not born again, but I'm into all of that. But, you know, you can't disregard the First Testament. You can't disregard the Old Testament. Cheryl says, okay, my comment was talking to this guy about, does wearing a dress make you a sinner? Or does wearing a dress make you gay? I think that's the way I worded it. And he tried to answer it, but never really successfully answered it. Cheryl says, you're totally right. I love the red dress and nice legs. Oh, thank you for that. Sean says, who are you to judge? Well, I'm very comfortable judging those who judge. I'm not judging. I am judging those who judge, but I wasn't the original judge. And if people are going to judge, kind of like Jesus said, you know, don't be so quick to judge. So I'm just kind of parroting that part of the New Testament. David says, Jesus wept and then he giggled a bit. Carlos says, OMG, yes, ma'am, LOL. Yeah, at the end of the interview, the guy goes, thank you, ma'am. You are rocking that red dress coat. I left some of the comments here. And who takes this dress? Oh, and those who take this dress. Some people take this red dress run too seriously. Here's a text from Ellie says, I'm sorry, from Effie. Glad you challenged him. I was told that they're only out during big events going on. He probably would do better if he had a positive sign that says Jesus wants to know about you, or you want to know something about Jesus or something like that. Yeah. So there's some interesting comments to that. All right, let's get to a break here. We're going to come back with some of your text messages. And here is yet another song from the soundtrack of the American Graffiti soundtrack that was released. Well, the movie was released on this day in 1973. We'll be right back on
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WL. All right, another song from the soundtrack of American Graffiti. Hit movie theaters on this day in 1973. And you know, when I hear these songs, I think about the different scenes when these songs were playing in American Graffiti. Great movie. Little Richie Cunningham was in it. A lot of Harrison Ford was in it. Suzanne Somers. Richard Dreyfuss. I can't even name all the people who were in that movie. Those were just a few of the big names. All right. I was talking just a moment ago about President Trump using crime as a distraction. That is a blog. It's posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also now posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on it there. I'll read some of your comments tomorrow. But experts are perplexed about this whole situation because there's no crime wave in Washington, D.C.
What he was describing is a little bit at odds with what the numbers show. But you know, the experts that we talk to who track crime stats and the public's feeling and impressions of crime stats, they say that one specific incident that can create a perception amongst the public that crime numbers are actually worse than they actually are.
And it was a bad situation, and we see that here. I mean, there are still situations here in New Orleans, but overall, crime is down. So ahead of a meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin, European leaders are rallying behind Ukraine.
President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Alaska Friday to discuss ending the war with Ukraine. Trump suggests exchanging territories.
There'll be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both.
Notably missing from the upcoming meeting, Ukraine. European nations rallying behind them, saying peace can't be resolved without the country. President Zelensky thanking allies.
Ukraine підтримала.
And warning of what he calls Putin's tactics, saying he fears sanctions and wants to gain territorial spoils for the second time. Zelensky agreeing to Trump's peace proposal, but refusing to give up Ukraine's bid for NATO membership and rejecting acknowledgement of Russia's annexation of any of its regions. Meanwhile, Trump missing his own deadline last Friday to impose sanctions if the Kremlin did not move toward a settlement. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, look, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, is not going to agree to any deadlines. He's not going to adhere to any deadlines from President Trump. And right now, I perceive that Putin is not seeing Trump as someone who is acting from a position of power. And I don't know what Trump is going to get out of this meeting. I hope it ends the war. I really do. But swapping territories, like, okay, well, you go ahead and take Ukraine and then you give us this. I don't know how that works either. And by the way, the libtards are still not back in Texas, so we'll see how that develops. Ian Hoke has got a couple of quick texts for us.
In regard to the crime action in Washington, D.C., everybody's asking this question. Why didn't Trump do this on January 6th when he was president?
Yeah.
I thought only the Speaker of the House could call out the National Guard.
That's right.
Turns out that was a lie. And it's always been a lie.
I know. It's been a lie, but Ian, isn't it discouraging that so many people believe it in their hearts as true? And these are the people who are trapped in the conservative media echo chamber. Those people are lying to you. They're lying to America.
Here's a text from Rusty. Rusty says, when it comes to Washington, D.C., Let's not act like this is a really safe city to live in for the last 10 years. They've had about 30 murders per 100,000 people, when the national average is only 5 or 6 per 100,000. So the murder rate is 4 times higher than the national average, and it has been for every year the last 10 years. So is it really that safe? I'm not saying it's not lower this year, which is good, and also good for New Orleans, and I'm not saying the National Guard should take over either. I'm just saying, let's not act like D.C. is just a great safe city.
Well, when you take cities that size and you look at the crime rate, you got to realize that the average crime rate includes cities like Omaha, Nebraska. Pierre, North Dakota?
I think Pierre is in South Dakota.
South Dakota. Damn, I always get those two mixed up. Pierre, South Dakota.
Okay. All right.
Billings, Montana. You know, those are cities also. So, you know, any big city is going to have crime problems. But this is not the panic situation that President Trump is trying to make it seem that it is. And he's trying to do this, I think, to distract from some of the negative light that's been shining on his administration.
Pierre is the capital of South Dakota. Here's a text that says, lower crime isn't low. It's too high in American cities, including D.C. and in New Orleans. 1,586 violent crimes in D.C. so far this year. Not good.
Yeah, no, that isn't good. But don't insult us by saying it has become one of the most dangerous cities anywhere in the world, when there are cities around the world that are much more dangerous than any city in America. And on a list from Word Atlas, out of 100 cities, D.C. ranks number 69, according to the facts and the statistics. So, yes, any big city can be a dangerous city. I get that. But it's not the problem that Trump is making it seem to be.
It is also true, there was a big press conference this morning. The mayor, the district attorney there, the city council, the police chief, they all say, we had no idea this was coming. Nobody wants this. We don't want this at all. The head of the police union in Washington, D.C., did say, yes, we welcome this help. The police department in D.C. is in kind of a bad way. But I just don't understand, you're always, trust the local people that are actually doing the job.
Yeah.
You know, Donald Trump and his people will rely on an anecdote or a vibe or a perception to just kind of do whatever they want. Facts be damned. They don't care. Well, then there's the example of the former Doge staffer, Big Balls, who got assaulted while he was an attempted carjacking, which is terrible. And I guess that should happen to people, but that's not evidence of this giant where you got to nationalize federalize the entire thing and send everybody in.
Once again, if it happens to a big, important person or somebody of note, it gets attention. If it happens to poor, insignificant people, nothing is done about it. Also, President Trump said that if they had not sent the military into Los Angeles, they would all be speaking German today. Yeah. All right. We're going to come back with more to just wrap up the show. And here's another song from the soundtrack of American Graffiti, released on this day in 1973. Second guest show from the Silver Slipper Casino with Bobby and Mike coming up next. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney B. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show today. All right, have a great afternoon. We will have a hell of a lot to talk about tomorrow afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.